it was weird. You don't know how to do these things when you pick up a camera. But then it's when companies started asking. I was like, oh, I might be onto something here. Northwestern Mutual wanted some photos. I shot for Top Chef. They had me for 12 hours, and that day was just crazy.
Hey, everyone. It's your host, Richie Burke. Welcome back to Milwaukee Uncut. Today, we've got the man behind the drone that makes Milwaukee look beautiful, Drone Nate. His real name is Nate Vomhoff, who has an interesting story of how he went from being an engineering major turned pharmacist, which he still is as well, to a professional drone photographer and videographer. Also a good friend and a good guy to throw some beers back with before we dive in. Just a reminder, Milwaukee Uncut is produced in the heart of Walker's Point by Storymark Studios in partnership with On Milwaukee and presented by Nicolet Law, the Midwest's law firm, and Central Standard Distillery. Russell Nicolet from Nicolet Law, the man behind all the billboards you see, was on last week's episode. He had all sorts of crazy stories from the courtroom. We went over Wisconsin's craziest laws and then got to learn about how he grew, Nicolet, from a one-man firm in Hudson, Wisconsin, to where it is today. So make sure to check that episode out if you have not already. And a big shout out to our friends at Central Standard Distillery. As you'll learn in this episode, Drone Nate, at age 33, was out till 1 a.m. at the Harp the night before this episode and still made it to this recording and then worked a pharmacy shift after this recording. So just a genetic beast Drone Nate is, just the physical and mental specimen right there. So anyway, if you're looking to send it like Drone Nate or just enjoy a casual cocktail with friends, we always recommend our friends at Central Standard Distillery. All right, on to the episode with Nate Vomhoff.
I actually went to school for engineering at UWM, and I sat through a Calc 2 class, and I just was like, nah, this isn't it. So I worked at Walgreens. I was like, I could be a pharmacist. So I went to pharmacy school.
You were just like, you were at UWM for engineering, and then were you just like working the counter at Walgreens, and you were like, I could do pharmacy?
Yeah, I got kind of a foot in the door at the Walgreens I worked at. I worked at Oakland and Locust. I also worked at the Walgreens back in my hometown and just decided, you know, let me see what this is like. And it wasn't terrible. So
engineering, pharmacy and photography and drone go very well together.
Yes.
You're a very skilled human being over there.
You know, I feel like if you apply yourself, you can do anything. So I kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't applying myself to go to Calc 2 though. So
you're doing that at Walgreens, you go into pharmacy. When did the whole drone photography thing start for you?
So for me, my last rotation in pharmacy school, so your last year of pharmacy school, you go on rotations. So you get that clinical experience. You're working in hospitals, you're working at a retail spot, I worked with like a corporate Walgreens. And each thing is 6 weeks. So my last one was on the Navajo Reservation down in Arizona. So I wanted to have a nice camera to take photos of the Great American Southwest. So once that happened, I picked up my first camera. When I got back here, I just started taking photos of the city. And the following year, I figured it'd be cool to capture different perspectives. So I bought a drone.
What year was that?
2018.
How did it evolve from then? When did you start posting stuff on Instagram and gaining your following there?
So the photos I kind of just posted along the way. For me, it was more about, you know, like this angle of the city is cool. This is something that I enjoy. You know, like it was never about a following at that point. And it isn't really now either. I'm just trying to have fun. So finding new perspectives and just, you know, capturing that. That's, I don't know.
Yeah. When was there a moment when you really started to see things take off?
Yeah, so it's been a constant learning curve. So the first thing, like people just were like, hey, how do I buy this photo? So I'm sitting here trying to figure out, like, how do I sell a photo?
What was the first time someone asked you to buy a photo? What was that like?
It was weird. like, you don't know how to do these things when you pick up a camera. You're just like, oh, you want to buy this? How do I order a photo? So you just order it online, and I like packed it up myself. I shipped it to myself and sent it off. But then it's when companies started asking. I was like, oh, I might be onto something here. So Northwestern Mutual wanted some photos, and I was like, this is crazy. So, and then you have to figure out, how do you price a photo? How do you price a video? And it's just been constantly learning.
Yeah, you don't learn that in engineering or pharmacy school.
No, unfortunately not.
Was there a certain point where like a video or a photo took off on online that was a bigger break than others for you, or has it just been all pretty gradual since you started?
So most of it's been gradual, but every once in a while something hits, like the Harley Davidson lightning shot. I'm sure you guys have seen. That one went crazy. I mean, people are excited about the Harleys. People are excited about Milwaukee. So you just combine the two and it goes crazy. But it's crazy how the algorithm works and everything. So I don't really count on anything actually doing well, but when it does, I'm happy.
That's a good way to look at it. It is kind of hard to predict.
Yeah.
I've been on both sides where some just shoot off and you're hitting refresh and there's a ton of new people, and others where you're hitting refresh and there's complete crickets. And
yeah.
Like, shit, I thought that was really good. I put a ton of time into that and like no one is liking this.
No, and then you throw something together in 20 minutes and it goes crazy. It's just like, you know, I don't know what gives.
The value of putting stuff out there. You just, yeah, you don't know sometimes.
You just gotta throw it up there and see what sticks.
Just going on to some quicker questions. What is the craziest shoot that you've ever done?
Craziest shoot? I shot for Top Chef, and that day was just crazy. They had me for 12 hours. The first shot they wanted me to do was to fly down Kilbourne Avenue. I was hovering above a car, and they're like, we're going to open the sunroof of the car, but we want to have sight line of the driver driving. And they wanted me to be super low, and there's like crosswalk signs that are above the street. So I'm trying to just avoid, you know, hitting the sign. But also, this is the most technical shot I've ever done. I'm just trying to follow this car, and then they want me to pull back and expose the city. But I got there, and I did the shot. I think we did like 5 takes on it. I didn't feel like any of them were exactly what they wanted, but they were excited about it still. But I was like, this is going to be a long day if you got me for 12 hours.
That was how it kicked off?
That was the beginning, yeah.
Was it easier after that?
It got a lot easier, yeah. The other shots were just straight, just fly-throughs. So,
any crazy weather you run out to? You get some good shots in the winter.
So weather, if there's low fog, I'm always trying to get out there for that. Just because I have this shot in mind, I just want to see the top of the buildings exposed from the fog. But I want nighttime, but I haven't been able to capture that yet.
Nighttime, low fog.
Yep. So if you can make that happen.
How often are you checking the weather?
Weather, I try to pay attention. Usually it's kind of a last minute thing. If I'm going to go out, I'm just looking out the back door at my place, and just if the sun is setting and the clouds are in the sky, I'm like, there could be a good sunset. So I rush out.
How often do you shoot? You're putting new clips out several times a week, it seems.
Probably 2 to 3 times a week if I can. Sometimes I don't go out at all. It really depends. If it's rainy and depressing, I don't usually go out. So
yeah. What's your favorite video you've ever done?
Favorite video? That's a tricky one. I enjoy capturing, probably Honcello is probably my favorite last year. So
you want to tell people about Honcello?
Honcello.
For those who don't know, it's coming up again this year, I believe. You can plug it.
Yeah, so DJ Shauna, Erica at Light the Hone, and I just kind of dreamed up this idea to have, you know, a kind of a gala on the water, but also something that was just celebrating Milwaukee's water. And we put DJ Shauna on a boat. We lined up a crap ton of boats. They went up the river. DJ Shauna did her set on the boat, and then we synced her set to the bridge. And then launched some fireworks. So
it's cool. I was hanging with Ian Abston last Friday and he was talking about it. And I think it's really cool you guys did that, because every gala in the city basically seems the same. It's nice to do something different and more engaging.
It seems like it's more of a celebration. And this year it's just going to be bigger and better, I think. So we're just trying to find,
where can people find Honcello?
So it's called Homecoming this year.
Honcello.
Yep. So it'll be on August 17th. So book that date.
Check it out. What is your favorite Milwaukee landmark to shoot?
So my favorite is probably the Art Museum, just because it's world-class architecture right there. Second favorite is probably the Water Tower on top of Coakley Brothers.
Shout out to Ben Juick.
Yeah.
Great guy. Friend awesome of the guy. Show. Any landmark that you love shooting that people would not be aware of that's a little bit under the radar?
So for me, it's not necessarily a landmark, but it's like the density of the city. You know, finding different nooks and crannies that you can kind of show off that maybe people haven't explored before. So recently I posted a shot coming down Plankinton. People are like, I've never seen that perspective of the city. The Hone was in the distance, and they're like, I've never seen that angle before. So that excites me.
That's cool. Outside of drone shooting, what is your favorite Milwaukee activity?
Drinking would be the easy answer.
But you've got a lot of options for there. Any specific spot you like to drink at?
Usually it's somewhere on MLK or 3rd Street. Otherwise, Brady Street's always a safe bet.
Good options.
Harp.
Love the Harp.
Yeah, I was there last night.
Harp gets a shout out on just about every episode. You were there last night.
I was there last night, yep.
On Thirsty Thursday, in your 30s?
Thirsty Thursday, yeah. Yep.
Good for you. Good for you.
So I was meeting up with Wave Chappelle. I don't know if you know him, but met him and Kyle at Brat House and then moseyed on over to Harp.
What time were you out till?
Probably like 1. Not too late.
Way to go, Drone Nate.
You know?
Way to go.
Got to socialize once in a while here.
Favorite Milwaukee restaurant? I know the Harp does serve food, but if we can go somewhere else, we're just giving them too much love
for not
paying to sponsor the show.
Yeah. Favorite restaurant? There's so many good restaurants, but a favorite recently has been Toro Casino over off North Water Street there.
Toro Casino.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it. What is it?
You know where Demoto used to be?
No.
No?
Right off Water Street?
Yeah. Do you know where like Veers, where it splits from like to Brady Street and then...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right past that bridge right there. There's a restaurant. It's kind of like a...
By the North End?
A little past there. It's up by River House.
Got it.
Yeah.
By Eagle Park. No, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's probably a block away from Eagle Park. It's like a... Italian, like Mexican fusion restaurant.
What did that used to be?
Demoto.
Okay. I think it was something before then.
Yeah, it was something before that. Trocadero.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I know exactly where that is.
I heard there's a speakeasy upstairs too, so I need to figure out how to get in there.
You don't have those strings to pull?
Not yet, I guess.
Maybe after your podcast appearance, you'll be able to.
Hey.
Pretty big deal. What is your favorite Milwaukee beverage?
If you go to the Trade, they've got a great like smoked old fashioned. It was really good. So I'd go with that.
Looking back at the following you've built and all the cool places you've highlighted, what are you most proud of?
For me, the pride comes from just like being able to share the city and, you know, capturing and seeing people's excitement of the city as it grows and changes. So for me, capturing the city as it changes is really cool. Like the Couture I've been documenting pretty well, the new tower in the Third Ward, just seeing the skyline change and seeing the people really proud of their city and seeing where it's been and where it's going. And then I've had people reach out to me and, you know, ask or be inspired to like check out Milwaukee for the first time. And seeing those comments and seeing people actually move here is crazy to me. But if I can help inspire people to be excited about their hometown, that's cool.
Yeah, I saw some people. You've like met some people who moved here because they discovered your footage.
Yeah, yeah, which is crazy.
That's nuts. And why do you like Milwaukee so much and why do you choose to stay here?
I feel like it's got a good energy. I think the pride here has changed, you know, exponentially. I think Milwaukee with Ian started things off really well. And then that's just kind of carried. So people are excited to live here. They're proud to live here. I'm excited to see where it goes, I guess.
Love it. Well, I appreciate all the how you're making Milwaukee look and all your amazing footage. I'm proud of you for staying out till the Harp at 1 a.m. last night. What are you, 32, 33?
33.
Yeah. Still getting after it. Drone Nate.
Yeah.
Thanks for all you do. Thanks for coming on today.
I'm inviting you out next time. So
I will not be there on Thursday.
Get ready.
The combination of my relationship status and the level of my hangovers keeps me away from the Harp at 1 a.m. Just the
you can bring Brie with. That's fine.
I guess that doesn't.
Oakley can come too.
The hangover thing. Oakley loves the Harp.
Yeah.
We brought him there in the summer. The Harp allowed Oakley to stay till about 10 p.m. when it got too crowded.
Yeah.
And shout out to Brandon Chalker, who was just walking him around doing a lot of damage at the harp. Brando and Oakley were just a two-man wrecking crew out there. It was fun to watch.
I'm going to need the footage of this.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Milwaukee Uncut. Please subscribe and write a review wherever you are listening to this episode to support the show and keep up on this highly engaging Milwaukee content. Milwaukee Uncut is produced by Storymark Studios right in Walker's Point. It is in partnership with On Milwaukee and sponsored by Nicolet Law and Central Standard Distillery.